ends and I'll call you. Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Sorry, you're awful close to the camera there. I'm just wondering what are your plans for working Christian and Tim back into the mix, and how do you think it'll affect the playing time at first and in the outfield?
Yeah, I don't know all those answers yet. I just know that we're getting two really good players back into a lineup that's been doing a great job, and you know, those good players are going to be counted on. They're going to be getting innings, and I've got to be mindful of them getting back on the field, and I just got to make sure that I'm careful that we don't take steps backward with their health. So I called them both in the office today and told them the same thing. You know, Christian Walker's playing today. He's going to play tomorrow, and he's going to continue to play a lot. Tim LeCastro is going to, you know, have his role, and he's going to get his innings, collect his innings, and get opportunities to continue to play at the level that he was playing at before the injury. So just really excited that both guys are back. Really excited that I've been using this word a lot. We've layered in two really good baseball players to a team that's already playing really good fundamental baseball.
Do you think Tim will be get the most of the time in center, at least until Cantel comes back, or is Pavin showing you enough out there to get some time there as opposed to right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take good looks at potential, you know, matchups, the expected slugs, all the things that I go into. Everything that I go through on a normal day when I'm trying to maximize run scoring potential. So I'm going to follow that pattern. It's been working very, very well. So what is the predictability of playing time for the guys you mentioned and several others that are having real good runs? I don't know yet. I'm just really excited to have two good players back on this team, and they're going to help us win baseball games one way or another. Nick McCoro?
Torrey, I guess this one fits under the, like, you know, problems you want to have, but do you anticipate it could be a bit challenging for you to kind of keep everybody from getting rusty?
Yeah, I think so. I think there are challenges with spreading it around and giving them the chance to go out and stay sharp. That's always a balance that I am concerned about. But in this case, the way I've been using lineups and the way I've been constructing lineups, I feel like we're in good shape. Guys are going to play, and they know that. So this rotation is what you guys are, you know, most curious about. I don't know what it looks like. To be honest with you, I don't have tomorrow's lineup printed out yet or prepared yet. I just want to make sure that these two healthy players come back and get through the day and say they feel good, and then we'll start to maneuver a little bit. But the rust in the traditional sense doesn't happen here anymore. Guys are playing, and we're going to find a rotation that's going to maximize run scoring potential.
Tony Jackson.
Hey, Torrey, with Riley Smith today, was there a question with that at all, or was it always in your mind that he was going to start today?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I always had in the back of my mind that it would fall on Riley today, but we started to get so thin in our bullpen, and you guys know the reasons why. And we needed to win Sunday's game. That's what was on our mind. And Riley was going to give us some coverage in the bullpen on that day. So as soon as we got through that, we pivoted and felt like this was a good opportunity for Riley to get back on the mound. He's deserving of this opportunity based on his last outing. And it's going to help us win a baseball game.
Any adjustments for him as you guys have seen him now a couple of times?
Mm-hmm. No, Riley's got some unbelievable weapons. We want him to continue to go out there and follow the game plan, but no big changes. Riley is somebody that we really like for the reason that he pounds the strike zone. He's got different shapes. He can move the baseball around the strike zone, and he collects quick, easy outs, and we're looking for that to continue tonight. Next, Summers?
Torrey, you spoke at some length before about using all 26 guys, and that's a theme that just keeps coming up. And we got some really good extended quotes from Christian today about the buy-in, and I think that's pretty representative of all the players. How gratifying is it for you to see this message get through and to be able to create this culture that has clearly developed?
Yeah. It means the world to me. that these players trusted in what I was talking to them about. And I was going to pivot. I was going to make some changes in my style. But those changes were necessary. I feel like each year, for me speaking, or speaking up for me and this team, I've got to manage the team that I have. And this team needs to go 26 different ways to win a baseball game. And for them to trust that, it meant more to me than anything. And I'll never forget some of the comments. And Christian made one of them when I initially presented this idea to them, that they were on board because they want to do something special. And they felt like even though it was a new concept, they trusted that I was going to execute the best game plan I possibly could. I explained to them that I was going to learn on the fly. I was going to make some mistakes through this process. But by, at the end of the day, it was done for the right reasons. And now that we're having success, you can see the energy these guys have. Somebody could not be playing. It goes back a little bit to Nick's question. Somebody could not be playing on this particular day, and at the end of the day, they've been double switched in with two at-bats. So I think it eliminates that the potential for staleness, but these guys deserve all the credit for trusting it, and the buy-in happened immediately. This group said, okay, we trust you, let's do this. And that means more to me than anything.
Gilbert? Hey, Torrey, did Soria make the trip with you guys, and is he getting closer?
Soria is extremely close, and he's obviously going to pass a couple more hurdles. He's here right now, but we want to make sure that he's 100% healthy and not going to take any steps backwards once he hits the ground running with us. We need him at full strength, and we need his health to continue for the rest of the year. But I'll keep you updated if there's any change from where he's at today. And the coming days, there could be a change.
Evan Thompson?
Hi, Torrey. I recall that when you told us about using all 26 guys, you said you talked to Bob Melvin and Kevin Cash in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the American League. You're in the National League. You don't have a DH. Do you feel that's made it easier for you to implement that strategy than it is for them, or more difficult?
Well, each team and each league has their own set of challenges. I'm not sure what they feel like towards the end of a game being in the National League with the DH and they're covered, but they have this philosophy that they're going to get their matchup. That's the overriding theme here, that I'm going to put the player in the best position to have success. And that's what I'm committed to. The problem that I have potentially at times, and I think you guys have probably been paying attention to it and following along, is that we're going to have to hit for the pitcher a couple times in the late innings. So I have to continue making sure that I have that next level of player that will give us the right matchup. And it's not always perfect. You can see sometimes I'm left with the left-on-left matchup, and good managers are taking advantage of that. But that's just the nature of the beast. Every once in a while you lose your matchup, but I'm playing for it a different way. I'm playing for a big inning, and it seems to have worked. And my challenge is obviously with that pitcher spot coming up and potentially the seventh and the ninth inning, I got to make sure I have some protection there. And it's an extra layer of thought that I've got to have.
Nick McCorm.
Tori, why did Andy Young end up being the odd man out there?
Once again, I told you we were having tough conversations. We just felt like he was getting only a pinch hit at bat. He was very, very successful. You know, he had three home runs, two in a pinch hitting role. That's hard to do. Pinch hitting is very difficult, and he seemed to have mastered that. But I didn't want him to miss at bats or miss opportunities to grow as an offensive player. We wanted to get him into the outfield, get some more reps in the outfield. And when the time comes, he's going to get a ton of innings and down to player development playing the outfield. So we haven't seen the last of him. I know that. He's a hungry baseball player. It's just getting him the reps defensively for me was the most important thing at this point.
The last one here with Jake Summers. Jack Summers.
What's the game plan with Ketel Marte as far as getting him game action and live ABs now going forward?
Yeah, question. We got a chance to spend some 3 days with Cattell, and it was just good to see him laughing and smiling and having him back with us. He belongs here. He knows that, but he's getting healthy and he's, you know, fighting through the time away from us. He is going to be down at our facility in Arizona, and he's going to continue to get stronger, heal, and get some at-bats and get some of the extended pitchers that we have and extended games that we'll be having. I felt very strongly that he's going to need to get out and have a normal baseball day or two. You know, you go to the ballpark knowing you're going to play a live hot game against another team. You know, you monitor your sleeping, you monitor your eating habits, you get into a BP, you rest, you play, you run on and off the field. There's a different color jersey throwing baseballs to you. I feel like there's the need that he has that type of game. But we'll address that as it comes up. But the initial plan is, and that's my own personal feeling, not saying that it's going to happen, but I am for the next several days, he's going to play with the extended group and just continue to heal up. He's on a good path, and hopefully continues to get back and back into full strength and get some live hot ABs off of the extended group.
We'll squeeze just two more in right now. Nick, and then finish up with Zach.
Before I get to the question I was going to ask, just to follow up on that, is Cattell able to run and everything, or is he just going to take ABs?
I don't know that answer. You're talking about when he's hitting and going. Yeah, I think there's going to be an initial program that he's going to hit and then lightly jog out of the box. I don't know when that starts, but that's probably what's going to be the next step.
Okay, and then I was going to ask, is it still looking like it could be a pretty short stay for Taylor Widener on the injured list, or is being back for potentially the next time you need this spot in the rotation possible, or is that a stretch?
I don't know. I don't know what the scenario is. I think he's going to start his return to throw a program and just, you know, see how he's feeling. I don't know exactly what his time frame is. We are still in that period of time where we're letting him heal while initiating some baseball activity, and then we'll get a better feel for that. I told you initially that I felt like it wouldn't be a super long stay on the DL, but you know, that was my own personal feel, and I think, you know, we'll get some more information and get a better feel for that here in the coming days.
Finish up with Zach.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask if either Dave McKay and or DC were able to come on the trip.
They were not. I got a nice text from Darnell Coles today, and he's progressing. He got out of his cast. I think he's looking forward to us coming back home and layering in more dugout responsibility. And Dave McKay is not here either. I know that he's been at the stadiums for several of the morning and afternoons, doing his work with the coaches and doing his work with the players. I think we'll continue to add in some extra responsibilities to where he'll stay a little bit longer at the stadium. And eventually get him into the dugout to watch some games, not coach first base, and then those will be our next steps. But neither guy are here. Neither of the guys are here.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you guys after the game.
Thanks, Tori.
Thank you.